So we are confident that we are planning for the right size of Children's Hospital.
Dr. Teresa Quatrin is pediatrician-in-chief at Children's and chair of UB's Department of Pediatrics. The proposed design would improve the patient care experience for children and families and leave behind an outdated and deteriorating structure. It would also reduce the number of patient beds.
So when a bed reduction is made, you know that you've studied this long enough that it's not going to hamper any concerns of people getting the care that they need in the future.
Absolutely. This is not only based on historical data, but also on forecasting data for the future, the next many, many years to come, as we want to be able to provide care and be the right size for many years to come.
The new hospital would also be designed to improve outpatient and emergency room services, but Kaleida will need to once again find a developer and reuse plan for a former medical complex.
And really help guide a community-based conversation around what's best for that location. Is it residential? Is it commercial? Is it a mixed use? So we would want to follow the same process that we had for Miller Fillmore Gate Circle Hospital.
Michael Hughes is vice president of marketing for Kaleida. Unlike the shutdown of Millard Gates that left behind a vacant building before a developer has been selected, Kaleida says as Children's relocates, a developer will be in place first with a solid redevelopment plan for the Bryant Street facility. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.